Wistful Thinking is brought to you by the Cage Club Podcast Network. For more podcasts about movies and nostalgia, visit cageclub.me. That's cageclub.me. Welcome to Wistful Thinking, the podcast where we talk to each other. I'm Jordan Poland Clark. With me is my co-host, Carrie Gellow-Regan.
Hello.
And just to set the tone, we've just been sitting here with each other with our headsets on, just not talking to each other.
Making noises. Just sighing like, a lot, yawning, making other various noises. And for a moment I thought, do we still know words?
And the answer is like, do we? I don't know. It is Sunday, March 22nd, 2020, which feels like it's important to document at this point.
It's also 3:20. Lots of 20s.
Oh, okay.
3:20, man. Smoke up.
that's what you said it like, and I was like, no, that's next month.
Well, it's 3:20 in the afternoon. Just happened to mention
it's
that.
It's 3:20 in the after. I understand.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm sorry. I get it now. This, you know, there's not a lot of things you have to be real on top of these days with your brain, at least not in my life. So we've decided that we will be recording on purpose every Sunday now, I guess for as long as that feels like the right thing, so that if we ever look back, there's kind of like a purposeful like time documentation of the world. And we're going to move to releasing on Monday, because if we wait longer than that, nothing will make sense anymore. So we're moving now into some apocalypse movies. Is that the right way to say that, do you think, Kara?
We're going to be talking about some apocalyptic themes.
Sure. Yep.
Yeah. And yeah, watching some apocalypse movies, because for some reason when the world is ending, I find them oddly comforting. You know, I'm taking notes. I am learning that I will die very early in any sort of crisis situation. And so I don't actually have to take that many notes, because I'm not gonna need to use them.
Oh, buddy.
JK. hey, I'm on week 2 of quarantine, still alive, still kicking, so.
I do also want anyone who listens to this to know that after we recorded last episode, Kara sang almost in its entirety the Sarah McLachlan sad dog angel song.
That's one way to describe it.
How would you describe it?
By its song name, which I think is something like
It's probably just Angel. It's probably just called Angel.
Yeah. But they use it in that sad ASPCA commercial.
Right, which everybody knows because it's very sad. And so I just want everyone to know that if you're a person who's still thinking about leaving your house, please imagine Kara there we go.
The angels far away. I actually started crying the last time that I sang it, so I'm not going to do that again.
Yeah, she did.
But imagine my sad face.
I'm going to die if you go outside. So that's how you start
a
podcast,
still go
right?
Outside. Just don't do it around people. Yeah. Yep. This is uplifting.
Extremely. Okay, so do you want to say anything else about any of that before we actually say what we watched?
I don't know, I guess in this weird time, if we actually have any listeners, write to us, let us know you're out there. What
that
are
would
you
be
doing
cool.
Where
yeah.
are you? How long have you been inside your house? What strange things have you learned about yourself?
Can I tell you
to know, write to what is our email address?
I'm going to say that it's wistfulpod@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's right. That's definitely right.
Yeah,
wistfulpod@gmail.com.
We need new friends. Please entertain us. We will entertain you back. I'm an excellent chat buddy.
Mm-hmm. Can confirm.
As is Kara. Can confirm. Yep. Oh, I wanted to tell you something that I got really excited about that I learned today that I don't think I would have learned otherwise if we are not all doing this at home. I don't think I messaged this to you yet today. I'm part of two chat groups that both somehow turned into groups of people creating like fantasy situations that we can exist in. And in one of them, I'm an unobtainable hot cowgirl.
Oh, hell
And
yeah.
yep, that's right. And in the other one, I'm part of a roller skating lumberjack team, competitive team.
That sounds amazing. Also, I'm
And
thinking about getting rollerblades.
you, I, y yeah, sure.
I saw somebody rollerblading around the neighborhood the other day and was like, ooh, am I a rollerblade person?
You
I
could
could
be, but
be.
don't hurt yourself.
I know. Well, that's the main thing is that, like, if I fall down, all of my bones will fall out of my body.
Yeah, we can't have that right now. We can't have that usually, but we especially cannot have that right now.
Right.
But so what it made me realize was that I finally understand why people play D&D. Because I was getting like super excited about these fake worlds that we were creating and my role in them. And I was like, oh, I have some people to message to tell them that I understand now.
Huh, maybe we should start a D&D game.
I'm not gonna say no.
Yeah. Well, we have time to figure that out.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Okay, so we watched 28 Days Later,
And
which
I also
is.
watched 28 Weeks Later,
Oh,
which
I didn't
is
know you watched.
the
I would have
sequel.
watched it too. I
That's
didn't really
why I
want to though, but I would have.
Well, I messaged you last night and they said that Idris Elba is in 28 weeks later, which I only knew because I was watching it. But
Oh,
it's very meta because he has COVID-19 right now.
you didn't say the part about how you were also watching it. I just
Oh,
thought
I thought
maybe
that was
you.
implied.
No, I just thought maybe you knew that. I don't know. I don't know. So 28 Days Later is a 2002 Danny Boyle movie with, how do you say the star's name,
It's a
Kara?
hard C. What is
That's
his
what I
name?
thought. So then his name is Cillian Murphy.
Yes. So in Gaelic, there is no like CS sound. All of the C's are hard C's, like Kara, like Killian. So it's not Cillian, it's Killian, because there's
Thank you for that
no
lesson.
S sound. Yeah.
I knew that I didn't know how to say his name, and
No one does.
now you can tell exactly how much research we do for this, 'cause whatever.
Yeah, I didn't even really know his name. I just knew that it was going to be wrong.
It stars Cillian Murphy, Naomi Harris, the guy also Brendan Gleeson, who is the guy who played Mad-Eye Moody in the Harry Potter series. And some other people who come in and out who I've never seen before. It is a it's the first it's so it's a movie about a fuck. Words are
Virus?
so hard right now.
Okay, well,
You
I'm
want to
gonna
do
take
it?
over.
You
Yep.
want to do it? Okay.
It takes place 28 days after the first outbreak of a rage virus that was caused by testing something on monkeys. Unclear. But some animal rights activists like let some monkeys out of some cages in London, and then the monkeys bit the people, and then they got this rage virus that makes them like ragey, and it also seems to be some sort of hemorrhagic situation where like their eyes turn red and they vomit blood on people.
There's a lot of blood.
I think this is often cited as the kind of the spark of the zombie boom that happened in the last like 20 years, 15, 20 years. God, it's been a very long time, hasn't it? Because it's not technically a zombie movie, except that it's a zombie
It
movie.
is, though. I mean,
Yeah.
it's always been that way in my brain. It was only this time that I watched it again that I was like, oh, I guess they're like not really zombies, but they are.
Yeah. I mean, they share a lot of characteristics, however, they run fast. And when I saw this for the first time, it scared the shit out of
Me
me.
too. It was the first time I'd ever seen a zombie go fast.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
I,
Wasn't a
yeah.
fan. So anyway, 28 days after these monkeys get let out of cages, Cillian Murphy wakes up in a hospital completely alone. We learn that he had later we learn that he had had like a bike accident, and had been in a
Do we
coma.
do really? We know what the accident was?
Yeah, he says it very briefly,
Okay, I missed
that he
that,
was
but
like passing through a intersection like on a delivery and got hit by a car. And so he wakes up in this hospital completely alone. Everything is like strewn in chaos. He emerges out into the city
wait, he's
completely
also
deserted.
naked.
He's also
Completely
naked.
naked. We'll talk about this more later. There's a lot of him with not a lot of clothes on in this movie, like kind of gratuitously, and I'm not mad about it. Keep going.
He also has a real weird haircut because he had a head injury. So
Well,
it's like
yeah.
shaved around that, but the rest of his hair is like grown out. Which continuity-wise, if he's been in a coma for like 28 days, doesn't make sense, but whatever.
But we don't know when the last time is that someone was like caring for him, so
True.
they could have been like still shaving the hair, checking the wound, like I don't know
That's
how it
fair.
works.
Yeah. It seems relatively well healed, and like didn't have a bandage on it for
I
some
guess that's
reason.
true because it didn't like bust open during all the action.
Right, all the running. And he never once was like, ow, my head hurts, which
No, well,
seems
no, well,
odd.
he said he does have a headache.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, remember, it's kind of the first time that like oh God, what's Naomi Harris's character's name?
I have no
Selena,
idea. Yeah, that
Serena,
sounds right.
something like that. It's Selena is her name. It's the first time that she kind of cares for him and he realizes that she's like not just a total dick. Anyway, she gives him pain medication. Okay, continue.
Yeah, well, she is one of the people that he encounters as he's kind of wandering the city. I don't remember how that happens,
Yo,
but it
and
doesn't
she's
really
such a
matter.
badass.
She is a badass. It's like her and some other guy. He dies eventually. Or like not eventually,
He
like
dies
pretty
pretty
soon after they
quickly.
meet
Yeah.
him.
It's they go to Jim's parents' house. Does he die
Yeah,
there?
I
I
think so.
think.
Yeah. Anyway, they're wandering, trying to find somewhere safe. Eventually, they encounter two other people, a father and daughter, and then it's just the four of them. And they're en route to a military base that they've been listening to a beacon on the radio saying, like, we're here. If you're alive, come find us. And then they do, and then it turns into like who's the real monster scenario where the military guys are bad. And the chaos ensues.
I mean, there's like a, I mean, I, there's like a whole, aside from the zombies, there's like a whole nother movie in this movie when they get to the military base and like.
Yeah, it's almost like it's two movies. Like the one movie where they were wandering around this like desolate wasteland, and then another where they're on this military base, which is horrifying in its own way.
Yeah. Which I think what makes this kind of a standout movie as far as like zombie movies go. Because I just think they worked hard to, first of all, it's really, really stylish, especially when they, once like the action really escalates when they're at the military base. But I think it takes something that's already like pretty dark and bleak with the zombies and makes it extremely more dark and bleak in a way
With the humans.
that you don't necessarily see coming. I don't know. You didn't like this as much as I did.
No. I don't know why. Maybe I just like wasn't in the mood. I was annoyed by like how poor the resolution was. And I'm not sure. I get like it was shot on digital in
The
2003,
whole
so.
thing wasn't though, like, 'cause I tried to, 'cause you, that was like the first thing you said to me, about it
Where did you
after
stream it?
I That's a good question. I don't remember. Hulu, probably.
Yeah, that's where I watched it.
So yeah, like I kind of tried to keep that in mind, and I agree that a lot of it looked shitty at the beginning, but I read about why it looked shitty at the beginning, so I was like, meh, whatever. It wasn't all shot on digital video. It was just those part, like the parts where they're like in the middle of empty London. And it's because they had to shoot them really, really, really fast
Oh,
because
with
it
like 10
was,
cameras. Yeah, I did read that.
yeah, it's just like it was a time issue where they were like, we don't have the time to like set this up for real. But then like I didn't notice it like once they were kind of out of the city and in other places, I didn't think it looked so bad.
Yeah, I guess I wasn't really paying attention to that anymore. Yeah, I don't know. I just like I remember at the time being so terrified, and it seemed like so innovative, and it was at the time, but now it just didn't really hit me very hard.
I thought
Which is
I
probably because of like all of the zombie content that has happened, you know,
Yeah.
in the interim.
I feel this time I experienced it really differently than like when I first saw it, because like I also remember when I first saw it being like super scared, just like scary zombie movie. But this time I found myself like more thinking about the two main characters, and like I think it's a really interesting premise to meet people like in the middle of an emergency and to not know very much about who they were before. Like we have almost no information about either of these characters, and so I think like Selena doesn't have like a huge character arc. Like she kind of is who she is, and you maybe like get some ideas about why she is that way. But like Jim has like a fun arc, I think, where he wakes up, all confused and like you can't really tell who he is or what he's doing. He doesn't know what's going on, and then he fucking saves everybody by the end of the movie and is like such a badass and is so hot. I'm never gonna stop saying that. So like and well and also like it's not like he like I appreciated like how he was represented, how he was portrayed in this, because like it's not like he's some big strong hot dude, like he's kind of skinny, like probably looks kind of nerdy, like and he just gets to be such a badass, so I liked
Yeah.
that.
Yeah, that's fine. That's cool. I
Also the
actually
music.
Oh, the music is great. Yeah. I actually like the sequel more though.
Okay, tell me why.
I'm not sure. I just did.
Okay.
This is good podcast content. Yeah, I don't really know. I only watched it last night, so I haven't had much time to like let it crystallize, but the premise of that is that obviously it's 28 weeks later, which is about 6 months. And at the beginning, they kind of like mark time and show, like, okay, so this was the 28 days later mark. This was like all the zombies die of starvation at like 4 or 5 months. And then at like 24 weeks, they start to try and repopulate London, and they're like bringing civilians in, and it's like under those circumstances that these things like unfold, these events unfold, and there's like another outbreak that happens even among this like small population, and then how they deal with that and stuff. So I don't know, I enjoyed it. I thought it was interesting. Obviously, there are just more people in it, so there's more opportunity for like interpersonal horror, which I always find more interesting than necessarily like the scary zombies. You know, that's why I do like the second half of 28 Days Later more, because of like what happens when you have a bunch of human beings all squeezed together in an uncomfortable situation. I always find that a little bit more compelling than just like, ooh, scary monsters.
Yeah, well, it's just like you can only get so far on scary monsters
Right.
without if you don't add anything to that.
Yeah. I'm sorry I don't have more interesting things to say. Honestly, I think I'm a little depressed today.
Oh, I'm sorry. How come today?
Oh, no reason in particular. Just, daily ups and downs. Just riding out this thing. I've been stuck in my house for like 9 days, so why wouldn't I be depressed, really?
Yeah,
I mean,
agree.
I've gone out for like walks around the neighborhood, and yesterday I went to the pharmacy drive-through to pick up a prescription. So it's not like I have been entirely stuck inside, but yeah, I'm just a little freaked out, a little sad,
Yeah,
etc.
same. Yeah.
Well, earlier
I.
today I was actually feeling great, and then this afternoon I just got kind of like tired of
I
everything.
think that's probably a little bit. It's like it feels like a roller coaster,
Yeah.
I think probably for a lot of people.
Yeah, that we're all having
Because
daily ups and downs.
that's definitely happening to me also.
'Cause like at the first part of the day I'm like, all right, I'm being proactive. I have a routine. I'm drinking coffee, eating breakfast, doing some PT exercises, And then I like lose momentum over the course of the day.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
And like, I think we talked about this some after we recorded last. I don't think we recorded about this. Like, it's like I'm having a hard time with how quickly people are like just like going online and being like, oh, it's like, I'm thinking of myself and like how I usually spend my time. And they're like, oh, look at all the circus you can do at home and like at home training. And I'm just like, I know. Like, and same with they're like, oh, here's all these circus shows that now people are making for free to watch and all this art and all this. And like, I don't know. I'm having like a really hard time like consuming that and taking part in it. And like, I think it's like, it's just so, it's just too depressing. Like, I can't yet.
Yeah, that's fair. It has felt like 9 years, but we're still like very much only very a little bit into this, and it has barely really gotten started. So
Yeah.
it's okay if you're like not ready to.
Yeah, and I think I just wish that more people would, because I can't imagine that like I'm the only one who's like trying to adjust slowly and like is having that problem. And I just don't see that many people like talking about it in that way. I did see, I had one Facebook friend post last night, like usually they're like super into music and their family plays music and all this stuff, and they're like, I can't do music at all right now. And I
Oh.
was like, ooh, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's hard.
I also
I think both of those art forms are so often very collaborative. So like in this time where we're all so isolated, it would make sense that it would feel hard and bad to try and do those things.
That's what it is for me. And like, yeah, like it meets a physical need, but like more than that, it's a social need. And so like with that part gone, and like I know it's not gonna be gone forever, but without like knowing when I'll get to do that again, like it's just too sad.
Yeah. Well, you have plenty of time to come around on that.
Sure do. I also like I'm having a really hard time. Like, yeah, I'm a coach. I could definitely coach people online. Like, even friends have come to me and been like, hey, if you want to teach me this, like, I'll totally pay you. And that's like great. And it's great that we have those choices and that I have those choices because not everybody does. But like, I'm having a really hard time wanting to participate in capitalism, like wanting to participate in a system that, in my opinion, like has created this mess that's about to happen. Like, it's just and like people's inability to disengage from the system, or really they're like, you know, it's a privilege to be able to disengage from it too. Like, I understand that a lot of people absolutely just can't.
And a lot of people just got jettisoned from it unconsensually.
Well, like yes and no, 'cause like I feel like even those people are still like I don't I just like don't want to buy anything extra besides exactly what I need. Like I don't yeah, I'm just like no, thank you, please. Oh no. We talked ourselves into the sads.
No. I'm just so tired this afternoon, and I don't know why. I've been sleeping really well.
Well, but that's not necessarily the only reason to be tired is that you
I
haven't
know.
slept.
I
You
know,
do know,
especially
I
not
know.
in this body that I have, but yeah. I mean, I did a bunch of exercises earlier today, so it's not like I didn't do something productive. I think I'm also probably less than other people because I have been struggling with this already for years, but like that struggle of like feeling like I should be productive when I'm not, and like you really don't have to be right now if that's not where your brain and your body is.
Yeah, and like that's a big thing for me too. Like that, like capitalism tells us like we're not
Worth
important,
anything,
yeah,
yeah.
if we're not productive. And like, I'm sorry, we're in the middle of a global disaster. Like, I think it's okay if I'm not productive right now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna take the time and be like, how do I actually need to deal with this?
Yeah. And I feel like I do so such a good job of doing that the first half of the day. Like I really am so proactive and then just kind of crash. And I am having a hard time with that because I want to be handling this better than I am, I guess. Whether I'm productive or not, you know, like, I don't know. Also, my allergies are really bad right now.
Oh no, and it's such a scary time to have allergies.
Yeah, well, I mean, the good thing is that I can decipher them pretty well now, and I know that, like, what I'm feeling is allergies. But I'm also, like, concerned about, like, rationing medication. Because I had already like been prepared, like knowing that like some supply chain issue stuff might happen, and like in general, always refill my prescriptions like literally the first day that I can, so that over time it kind of like that buffer time accrues. So I basically have like a full month. I'm basically like a full month ahead on refilling my medications, which is great. For, you know, situations like these, except that, like, this is going to be going on for a lot longer than I think any of us realized at first. And there are some, like, not only because so much of our, I mean, everything that we get is manufactured in China and East Asia, but particularly pharmaceuticals and stuff are. And it's not just that those factories have been shut down for a couple of months, but also that they're using various things to try and treat this. So every time somebody thinks they have something figured out, like it like causes a huge shortage in whatever that thing is, which we've seen start to happen in the last couple days because there was one study that wasn't even conducted well or ethically, and the lead investigator on the study happens to be like the publisher of the paper that it was pu or the journal that it was published in. So like that sets off a lot of red flags as far as like Is this good science or not? And it was only like 20 people in the study, so just by nature of how science works, that's not to be taken as like proof of anything. You know, you need to like replicate those studies and demonstrate that this is effective and safe for a large number of people. But basically, this one study investigating a combination of a drug that's used mostly to treat lupus and other autoimmune diseases combined with an antibiotic, that is somehow effective for treating COVID-19, which our stupid fucking president then went on television and said, like, we're figuring it out. This is what we got to do. So now people are scrambling to get this drug, and it's going to leave a lot of people who need it to treat their lupus, kind of out in the cold, which is really fucked up. Because also, it's like not a drug that you want to take. It has horrible side effects, you know? So people like scrambling to like take this drug. It's like people only take it because they absolutely need to. No one would take this, like, unless their life was legitimately in danger. But because of the fucked up situation that we're in, like, people are losing their goddamn minds, and wealthy people are like stockpiling these medications, which is so fucked up.
As we saw in Contagion.
So I don't know, like, the reality of that is hitting me. I also heard from somebody who, you know, and like so much of this stuff is like word of mouth, and like we don't even know if it's true anyway. But I heard from somebody who heard from somebody who is a nurse at some hospital that has like a lot of COVID infections, that they are using like a combination of a few different things, and one of them is high dose vitamin C. So I'm nervous that my own access to that, which is actually like an important part of how I manage my condition, is by taking a lot of vitamin C, because it is a basic building block of collagen, which is what my body has a hard time with making. So I'm nervous about that, you know, running low. I'm nervous about any one of the components of my medications running low, of supply chain interruptions, like, you know, like the implications for people with underlying health conditions in this situation is not just, oh, we might get this thing and have serious complications. Like, it's so much bigger than that, and there's a lot to be nervous about. And I'm generally very calm. I've been generally very calm,
Well, you're
and
still
like,
being relatively calm.
yeah, I am. But it just like, I think the magnitude of that aspect of it has been settling in for me the last couple of days, and that's really hard to cope with, especially because I know so many people who are going to be directly impacted by these supply chain problems that may lead to their death, that have like almost nothing to do with the stupid virus.
And I think that's part of my frustration with just things not shutting down fast enough. With everyone's I don't want to say selfish. Like it's not selfish to be like, I need my job, right? But the spread was the spread is unavoidable. And the faster we all stop spreading it, the faster there we can at least try to get back to life somehow, right?
Yeah, I guess
And so
so. But I mean, the other thing that I'm facing is that, like, even if we do get this somewhat under controlled, we're still going to be dealing with it for a really long time, and like trying to suppress future outbreaks of it. And until we have like an effective vaccine, which might come in 18 months if we're lucky, like, I'm still gonna have to basically be on quarantine until that happens.
Yeah,
Because
and
everyone
it's.
else is going to go back to normal, and they're going to go about their lives. But like, if I don't get this now during this, I'm still going to be continuously at risk until we have some more like effective tools to fight it, which is
Yeah,
scary.
and that's true for a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh boy. I'm also just like they're running out of like basic medical supplies in hospitals.
Yep.
You know, like a friend of mine posted on Facebook the other, she works in a hospital as an ICU doctor, and like they don't even have any confirmed cases yet, and they're already running out of basic medical supplies. And like, what the
Just
fuck?
because of the scramble to get those supplies has made them harder to
Well,
get? Like, why? When in
a
a
com
place where they're it's not there yet, right?
right, it's a complex combination of the supply chain issues, the fact that they're in such, they've been in such high demand around the world for months, and that many of the places that make them have been shut down, or various aspects, various components of that supply chain have shut down. Yeah, and then that there's just this like incredible need for these supplies. There just are not enough to go around, and it's just like to that hospitals in the United States, you know, like I'm used to like raising money for supplies to send to someplace remote, you know. Like
Yeah.
that, like someplace remote needs basic medical supplies, and yet here, the richest goddamn country on the planet, and you know, the people who need to take care of us in this time cannot take care of themselves and cannot protect themselves. That's horrifying. That's truly horrifying because it compounds all of the other like uniquely American problems that we have that are going to lead to such a crisis situation here. And then that the people who are supposed to take care of us in this time, not only are they like so overloaded, but they're not even going to have the supplies to protect themselves so that they can stay healthy to continue
Yeah.
to take care of us.
Bummer.
I know. I'm sorry.
I don't think you have to be sorry. I
Yeah. Maybe
think
in the future we should record earlier in the day before my sads
before
kick
the
in.
sads happen, we
Yeah.
can try that.
All right.
But I can't predict where my sads will be at any time of the day, so.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, it's fun. I definitely like have the same roller coaster. Like this morning I was like trying to be positive and like what I've been trying to do is like to think of all the things like okay, we know this won't be forever. We don't know how long it's gonna be. And as you've just pointed out, like the length of having to behave in this way, like is varying for different people and much more challenging for certain people.
And I feel like a lot of people are under the impression that this is, we only have to stay inside for 2 weeks.
I'm so
Like,
tired of those people. I'm
and
so tired. Like, I can't
I
even.
understand why that has been the messaging, because I think I'm not sure that we would be able to get people to actually do this if they knew that it was going to be indefinite. But like the amount of people who are like, we just got to do this for 2 weeks and then things will be fine.
Yeah, right. Good
It makes
try.
me
I
nervous,
know.
and I
So,
am
yeah.
like worried that there's going to be some riots in about a week and a half.
The only reason I like haven't worried about that is because in the places that are farther ahead of us, there are not a lot of reports of that happening.
Yeah.
Unless that's not true. Tell me if I'm
But
wrong, but
those are places with less guns.
yeah, that's
You
true.
know, and less like the thing that is so worrying to me about the United States, and like the thing that I think has been one of the greatest challenges to get people to make behavioral changes to flatten the curve, is that, you know, American like individualism,
Oh,
that like I get to
yeah.
do what I want to do and no
And no one
government's
can
going to
tell me
tell
what to
me.
do, and the government can't tell me what to
Right.
do.
Right. That makes me really nervous.
Which is just like, okay, sure. And also, like,
You live in a society,
yeah,
and
like,
we are all
also, like, why
connected.
does that mean you get to behave without thinking about other people?
Listen, I, yes, I understand.
I know you do. We're just like, preaching to the choir to each other, but
Yeah.
yeah. I understand exactly what you're saying, and I'm constantly furious about it. Like, yeah. like, well, I was saying what I'm trying to do is just to be like, okay, like what, like how good it's gonna feel when we do get to get out of this, no matter when it
Yeah.
is. Like, I just like texted my friend today and I was like, I can't wait to hug you, and I'm gonna cry so hard. I'm gonna cry now just talking about it. And then she told me that she was gonna cry, and then I was like, but then I'm gonna cry harder if you start crying. And like, I don't know, it'll just be really cool when we get to see each other again for everybody.
I can't really make those kinds of plans, though.
I
Like,
know.
I personally can't count on that.
No, I know. No, I know, and I like, that's why, like, the whole thing just makes me so angry. That, like, yeah, of course, a lot of it is not necessarily preventable, but, like, there are parts that are, there are things that people can do to help it, you know, and that they're just not is like.
Well, I mean, they are more than they were the last time that we recorded.
Well, yeah,
I mean, at
definitely
least in the
true.
state that I live in, because I don't have a
But
choice.
that's because, like, yeah, like, look how bad it got there. Like, and so I'm sure that some people are still being stupid.
Yeah. Well, people are always going to be stupid.
Well, yeah.
If there's one thing we can count on in this life, it's people being dumb as fuck.
God damn it. Why does that have to be the universal truth?
I mean, it has gotten really bad in New York. However, we are doing more testing than any other state, and so of course it looks extremely bad here
Because
because
you're
we
doing the
actually have the
testing.
numbers. Yeah. And even still, like, there are people who need to get tested who can't.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's bad, but I mean, I'm not a huge fan of Governor Cuomo, but like, and because the federal response to this has been so lacking, and so, I mean, exactly what I expected it to be, basically. You know, a certain state governments are kind of stepping in and providing leadership where there should be. And I think he's doing a pretty good job. I mean, dystopian mobilization of our prison population to make hand sanitizer aside, which is one of the first things that he did, which is truly still truly horrifying to me. But you know, he's like actually doing something, and that's nice. That's comforting, you know. At least it's not like a complete and total laying down on the job. But
Yeah.
that's, you know, on a state to state basis, on a lo state and local level, is where that kind of leadership is happening, because the federal government can't get their can't and does not want to get their shit together, because they are who they are.
Because, yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It's just a real fucked up situation.
The other thing that I keep finding myself kind of appreciative of is, I think, well, I mean, we talked about this without not recording, but I think this is, I think it's interesting to find out who you are in an emergency and like what kind of choices you're making, and who, if you have the choice, like who you're choosing to surround yourself with and how you treat them. And I think we all need to sit back and look at that for ourselves.
So, Jordan, who are you in an emergency?
I'm a canary.
Explain that for the
I
people.
don't think I have explained this to Kara off air, but I don't think I've ever explained this on the podcast before. I went through a situation at my job at my circus school, where it doesn't even matter why, but a bunch of really sucky shit happened, and we basically almost lost the school. Like, not super suddenly, but like pretty suddenly. It happened kind of quickly. And I ended up, we didn't lose the school. It had to like be remade with like completely new management and whatever, and I was part of the administrative team that put the school back together. There's 4 or 5 of us. And I was sitting, I had two bosses, and I was sitting with both of them one day, and one of them looked at me and he was like, "You know, I really appreciate you. Like, you're like a canary, because like I am the type of person who like will really try to pay attention to everything that I see going on and like do my research and like try to be well spoken and like smart about what's happening, but at the same time, I'm an extremely passionate and angry human being. And like, you know, so if I see like an injustice or like something that I think needs to be fixed, I become incredibly vocal and like passionate about it." And so like that's what I was doing at that time. And so he was like, "Yeah, no, it's fine. Like, you're the canary. Like, you're alerting us to a lot of the things that are happening that like we don't necessarily see." And I was like, "Oh, wow, okay, thank you. Like, I appreciate you, like, that you appreciate that, like, whatever." And like a week later, I found myself thinking about it, and I went to my other boss and I was like, "Hey, you know that the canary dies, right?" And like we just laughed and laughed, but like it's true. The canary dies. Like, that is like being the person who does that, like, sucks. But I like in the last week I've realized that like the way I'm behaving now like is actually quite similar. But also that it's not,
Exhausting and bad for your health.
yes, I mean, yeah, because like you can only do that for so long without anything changing before you just can't do it anymore. And like, so that's, I think that's what I'm trying to come to terms with like this week, or like in the coming days, is just like I can't tell other people how to live their lives. I can't control what other people do like as strongly as I feel about things. Like, I have to be able to like be calm enough and like measured enough to know when I should be doing that and when I just need to shut up. And so that'll be like an interesting journey for me.
Yeah, a superpower you have to learn to control.
Totally.
Yeah.
Which will only make it a stronger superpower. So,
Exactly.
Kara, who are you in an emergency?
I'm also a canary. I was definitely a canary at work because I was the first one to take any of this seriously and be like, I'm not gonna come back. Gonna be home and be safe, while everyone else was still like, oh no, well, come to the office, no big deal. And now 100% of the state workforce needs to stay home. So,
Good job, you called it.
yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah, I take in a lot of data and I'm always kind of crunching that data, and it's partially because I am so like exposed, or I feel so exposed, like I'm kind of a raw nerve existing in the world as like just by the nature of my chronic illness. And so I take in a lot of, there's a lot of input that comes into my brain. And I can't always crunch it, but when it does, I usually get some kind of, earlier than others insight to the situation at hand and try and act accordingly. I don't always, but when I listen to the little canary inside my heart, I do. I remain very calm. I mean, especially if it's like an active crisis situation, I get very calm, sometimes inappropriately so. And usually I'm cracking jokes along the way
I
'cause my
mean,
brain
let's
just doesn't
all
know how else
look.
to deal with it.
We're never gonna stop cracking jokes.
And if
Truly,
I do
something's
that,
extremely
then
wrong.
something is very, very wrong. So, but also, I mean, I found in this time that I have been very social and checking on people and organizing people, and I feel like because I've had so much practice in this isolation thing and this fearing for your life thing, that I have resources to offer people, and more than anything else, and the same reason that I started my old podcast in sickness and in health is that I just want people to feel less alone because we're all going through it, especially this time, this crazy situation that we're all in. And it's intensely isolating, but we don't necessarily need to be as intensely isolated as we can be because we have this technology and we can use it. And I have the technology skills to be able to organize people and get them together and get them talking and making them make each other feel less alone. So that feels cool that I can actually use my skills in a way that makes us all safer and healthier. And also that I have a tremendous amount of knowledge that I can share with people and educate people about public health in a time where that is so necessary. And there's so much information coming at people, and people don't necessarily have the information literacy or the health literacy to be able to actually figure out what it all means. And I do have that. And so if I can share that with other people, and spread good information, that is important to me also.
I love that and I appreciate you. And I also want you to know that I just keep telling other people how much I appreciate you, even if
Aw,
they don't know you.
that's nice. Thank you.
Because like, I mean, I just think so much of how I think of this and what I know. Like, obviously, I'm a person who seeks information, and it's information that I would have, I guess, had anyway, but like you have such a specific lens to put on it, and like I don't know that I would have ever found that somewhere else, and I actually think that that's been really important in the way that I view a lot of this, so thanks, you're doing a really good job.
Oh, I'm gonna cry.
Well, look, I already cried once in this podcast, go ahead and cry. Well, and
I appreciate that.
I mean, this has also made me know how lucky I am to like have the people in my life. Like, I've been, I don't want to say weeding out, but like in the last year, I've made some changes that have really like solidified like who's in my life and who's not. And that like a situation like this like really helps me know that like I have made some good choices because I also like have been using this as an opportunity to just like talk to people pretty much constantly, and you know they're good people, and that's cool.
That's interesting because, like, my experience with chronic illness has kind of served to do the same. Like, It weeds people out of your life, whether you want it to or not, kind of, because there are going to be people who get it, or people who will try to get it, and people who absolutely won't. And, to learn that lesson that way of like who is for real and who is not, sucks, but it's a valuable one. And, yeah, it's been so weird and so interesting to watch so many people learning so many of these lessons, like only for the first time.
I just like keep hoping so hard that this can cause change like in people and systems, and I don't
Yeah.
actually have faith that it will,
Oh,
but
me neither.
I'm like still like a small part of me is like still trying to hold on to hope that like maybe it can at least change some people and some things, even if they're small.
Yeah, I mean, I one of my biggest hopes, aside from us not dying and us, not having a full societal collapse, not the big picture stuff. But one of my biggest hopes is that this opens up a lot more remote work opportunities, because working from home, attending school from home, these are things that disabled people have been asking for literally decades at this point, just from an accessibility perspective. And online school and online work, is not necessarily more accessible for everyone, because people just learn in different ways and they function in different ways. And depending on how you make that content available, it can be more or less accessible. But yeah, no, I mean, it's the weird thing about this is that this is the best that I've felt in months. Like, literally, this is the healthiest I've been in months, because I'm not using so much of my energy just on physically being present at work. I can just do my work at home and then use all of that other energy to like make healthy food and exercise and like really take care of myself. And it just like allows remote work allows me a level of health that I cannot have if I'm working outside the home. And so that's really something that I really hope persists after this, that people finally understand that like remote work is possible, and
Well, and to like just like tag on to that, like that rest is really important.
Oh yeah, that also rest is super, super
Like,
important.
yeah, I mean, I was talking to a family member today who was like, wow, like I really see how much I needed to slow down. And like we all do. And like I'm a person who has like basically decided to live in a pretty unstable way, but like that's part of the reason why I've chosen to live that way is because I want to value my like need to rest, my need to make certain choices, and that's like a really challenging thing to do the way our world is set up, and I just like think it's the most important thing. It's more like, again, I know I recognize that I'm in a really privileged place to be able to say that, but like in my life, because I'm lucky, like it's more important to me than making money. Like, but I have safety nets.
Right.
I haven't used them, but like, I have places to go. I have people who will make sure that I don't, end up homeless or whatever, but I just think a collective shift would be really important for us all.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how life goes on after this and how it does change our society, because it absolutely will. It's just a question of how and in what ways.
Well, watch 28 Days Later. It's a good movie. If that's the kind of thing that you can deal with right now, I assume that not everybody can. But Cillian Murphy's hot, and he only gets hotter the more savage he gets. So, go for it.
And a lot of male frontal nudity for you.
Yeah, like really gratuitous, like for no reason. Like, why? Like, there's a part, actually, we talked about this a little bit. It happened in Point Break too. There's like a sexy shower scene. It's not like super sexy, but it's like
But
totally
it's there.
it's totally unnecessary for the plot of the movie.
Yeah.
What I also didn't say is that Naomi Harris was in, I don't, you probably don't even remember this, but like we did an episode once where we talked about our like favorite or our childhood crushes. I think we did. And I was obsessed with this show called The Tomorrow People because I was in love with one of the dudes on it when I was like 10 or whatever. And she was also on that show.
Oh wow, what a small
So
world.
I love seeing her in something. She's in a few other things I think that I've seen, but she's not in that much.
She's probably in a lot of stuff in England that we just don't see.
Yeah, maybe. Welp, I think we should call it there.
Yeah, I'm gonna go for a walk. Maybe that'll help.
Okay, it's okay if it doesn't, but I'm glad you're trying
Yeah.
something.
Yeah, I'm trying to exercise at least a little bit every day. And I already did today because I did my PT exercises and some yoga stretches and some Pilates stuff. But it would be nice to go outside, except for the pollen. That's why I didn't do it sooner. I would have done it like first thing this morning. I would have gone for a walk, but I know that like when I get back, I'll have to take a shower to wash all the pollen off of me.
Yeah.
And then lay down for a long time because it makes me feel sick. So, just walk in a tightrope of weird circumstances. What are you gonna do with the rest of your day?
Probably not that much. I'll probably edit this podcast, and then I'm gonna.
Cut out all of those long silences.
Yes, I will. And oh, so if you're listening to this edited, there were some long silences. We're in a weird place. I'm gonna eat dinner. It's been so I'm at my friend's house in Michigan right now. I don't even think I said that. I've changed locations since the last time we recorded because this is a safer place for me to be right now for a lot of reasons. And it has been nice to like there my friend and her partner are like super into cooking.
Oh, nice.
There's a ridiculous amount of food here. So it's been nice to like eat, I don't super care about food. Like I'll eat pretty much whatever is around. But it's nice to have good food. It's nice to sit down and eat it with people every day, which is what like we've made sure to eat together so far since I've been here. So I don't know. And then I don't know. Probably just watch stuff. I might keep watching The Good Place. I started it over again because I just was in a place yesterday where I needed to laugh and cry, like at the same time. And I was like, well, I know how to do that. The Good Place does that for me every time.
Yeah. I keep having these weird little like crying episodes that just kind of like bubble up out of
Yeah.
a strange time.
Well, we do this once a week now, so we will be back 1 week from today. We'll
We
try
should
to
talk about Safe next time.
talk
That
about
movie that
what?
I sent you. Safe.
Oh, I didn't even. Oh, I yeah, you did tell me about it. Okay, yeah, we can do that for next time. Hopefully it won't be as sad. We'll try to record in the morning, but probably not. It's probably gonna be worse. So,
But by the time we record next time, I will know whether or not I picked up COVID-19 at work or not.
okay, great. I'll still have a
Because it
week to
will
go
have been
after
14
that.
days. Yeah.
But yeah, cool. So we'll give you that update next time. Do you want anyone to find you?
Sure. I mean, I'm on the internet a lot these days. You can follow me on Instagram at Bimps. BIMPSE or on Twitter, same handle. Yeah.
I am on Instagram at JordoPC. We are on Instagram at WistfulPod. We don't post there, but you know what? Go ahead and follow it.
I did update it a little bit a few weeks ago.
Oh,
I added some
thanks.
new
Good job.
posts, but I have not since kept up with it. But yeah, sure. Follow us there. Send us an email, wistfulpod@gmail.com, if you want to, I don't know, tell us about what your life is like right now.
Tell us a story. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Be good to each other and stay safe and make good choices.
Bye.
Bye.